The question rings out down the centuries.
Dear John Locke, so as I can be admitted as a fellow of Trinity College, it is necessary that I be ordained. Thus the keen appetite that I ordinarily apply to my scientific pursuits, I now apply to the scriptures and their Gnostic sources, where I find some discrepancies in our current Latin translations.
Dear Isaac Newton, I am indeed in agreement and much excited by your assertions. Your experiments show that visions are not metaphysical or from the outside, as scriptures would say, but that phenomena such as illusions and colour are contained within the mind. This would prove that our physical use of senses is just a mental occurrence. However, I must again warn you how dangerous these ideas are to established intellectual authority.
Ancient belief had Aphrodite fashioning the human eye out of the four elements, holding it together by love, kindling sight at the half-fire of the universe. So the eye, like a lantern, would reach out its light to feel the nature of the world at large.
Dear friend Locke, I am cognizant and much appreciative of your warning, but my current works on the clockwork order, distances and motions of the heavenly bodies, and the nature of optics further convince me against the notion of inherent vision. By this, I defend that visual understanding is not born to the individual, coming from the inside and reaching out. Thus, it cannot in any way, by extension, be part of the spirit's reaching out to know God's world. So, the threat of exclusion from my profession, imprisonment, or even exile, as has befallen yourself, I cannot allow to deter me from this path of truth or reason.
Lottery sellers, storytellers, broom makers, basket menders, beggars.
While the question hatches, the port cities of Liverpool and Bristol that sucked the syphilitic blind to their streets now open doors to the first asylums, harnessing sightless immoral hands to industrious motion.
My noblest Mr. Newton, whilst it indeed gives me the greatest pleasure to read your unflinching confirmations that do support my own investigation into the learned nature of perception, it is fair to say that our ideas do threaten all that upholds Anglo theology in our time. For if vision is not inherent, then morality, achieved through seeing God's world, cannot be born to us either.
I pay no heed to the heresy. Our understanding of the truth concerning our whole human condition relative to the world around us depends on this deliberation. Knowing the nature of light, what it reveals, and how we attend to it.
Sorcerers, shamans, Gnostics, Templars, memorizers, prostitutes, lottery sellers, storytellers, broom makers, basket menders, beggars, and street fiddlers.
A and B, two presents, two points, between which only one line can be drawn. Connection. Yet a line is only defined by an awareness of the space on either side of it.
What we need then is a symbol or metaphor. Something to conceal our explorations of the broader human condition of what is innate and what is learnt. I recently received this question by letter from the Irishman Molyneux. Suppose a man born blind and taught by his touch to distinguish between a cube and a sphere.
The scholar's question reverberates through the space on either side of the line.
Suppose then the cube and sphere placed on a table, and the blind man to be made to see.
The line intensifies to the touch, sharpening the contour of the blind.
And whether by his sight Before he touched them, he could now distinguish which the globe and which the cube.